Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flush. Welcome to episode number 67. 67. Lots of hand movements going around. I wish we had the video for this. It's just, I mean, so many jokes are being happened right now. Listen, big things though. So remember we talked about we're having a recap of each day and kind of like talking about things that are happening on this journey to TCEA with the crew. So we've got the crew here minus the Mr. Burris. Remember, you can always follow him at Xless C. Burris on Twitter, which is always a fun thing to follow him there. But so listen, we've got the crew here. We're talking about TCEA. We have had a travel day. It's been a travel day, but we're excited to finally get to San Antonio. We are in Dallas currently. So I got the crew here. We're all hanging out, waiting on our flight to leave in about 45 minutes. But so we're going to go around. I've got a new mic here. We're going to kind of go around and just kind of talk about what we're excited about for tomorrow on Sunday, things we're looking forward to, and just kind of seeing how it goes from there. We're going to go ahead and go to Scott. So Scott, tell us about TCEA. I know you've been to big conferences before. Just tell us all the things.
Well, Josh, first of all, happy to be on your program. Always excited. I think this is the first time this year I've been invited, and the only reason I get invited is because I'm literally sitting right next to you here in Terminal E10, the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Josh, listen, as always, super excited to go experience these big educational tech conferences. They're so full of resources and knowledge and toys and all sorts of stuff. So it's always great to come here and compare and see what we're doing in Bradley County schools, and so proud of what we've been able to do over the last several years. And we've come so far, and this just kind of helps validate that. Plus it also gives us an opportunity to see what's on the horizon, see what's on the future and what's in the future for educational technology. So as always, I'm excited to be here. Big fan of the show. Can't wait to be on it again. Hopefully, if I get lucky in between stops to Voodoo Donuts this week, I can be back on the program and recap some of the highlights. But thanks for letting me be on the show.
It's always a pleasure. I'm glad we could finally get you on the show in 2026.
I don't think I made it in 2025, but glad to be here in 2026.
Better late than never. So listen, we're gonna kind of transition. We're walking. People are walking around. Got some good vibes going. But now we're gonna go to Mr. Burris. And remember, you can always follow him at the Xless C. Burris. That's on Twitter, Instagram, all the things. So Colby, the big question is: I know we're going to TCEA. We've got a big travel day. But what are you really looking forward to as we get to San Antonio? Looking forward to the conference. What are your big things that you always look for?
Thanks again for having me on the show. It's been a while. Always a pleasure when I get to be on. This is such a huge conference. It's very easy to feel overwhelmed. And so just looking through the list of all the different sessions, it's hard to just pick out one thing. There's always those people I specifically search out just because they've got such a great energy. Specifically, I always like seeing Leslie Fisher's stuff. She's just cool cat. Always good time to go to her sessions. Also really always enjoy Peggy Reamer. So that was actually the first person when I've got the convention app, looked up Peggy Reamer, instantly found about three sessions. I was like, I want to go to those. She's just so real, just straight to the point, interactive. Great things you can take back to your schools, to your districts. So I'm really excited for those. Doing a lot of esports here recently. So I've got a couple of esports sessions that got earmarked that I want to go see. And see what other kind of sessions we can get into. Plus, let's be honest, we're going to go that convention floor. I hear they have free stickers. So,
man, I love swag. Swag is incredible. Hey, and speaking of Leslie Fisher, you know, like she is, I've got this new swag. We're not going to say what it is because I hope people listen to the show. They're going to see me at TCA and they're going to come up and they're going to ask. I've got some Leslie Fisher inspired swag. So it's going to be incredible.
I'm so excited. I may or may not have seen a sneak peek of what it is, and it's legit. This isn't like, this isn't your typical ho-hum swag. It's first class.
It's going to be awesome. And, you know, really, if Colby, it was fun to listen to you talk about these people that you want to go see. I feel like we always listen to these people, EdTech podcasts, or we follow their sessions a lot of times when we go to these places. So it's always fun to go back and see them and experience that. So now we're gonna transition to our next favorite individual in the group. We've got Shelly here.
Hello.
I'm glad you're here. So, Shelly, I know you've been to TCA. I think we talked about twice. You've been some other conferences, been in this group for a long time. So as you come to these things, these conferences, and you're learning, what are some, I didn't mean that in a bad way, but she's been around, she's experienced some things. I just need to stop talking because I'm getting all kinds of looks here. But we're really, again, like same kind of question, what are you most excited about or looking forward to as we get to these sessions?
I'm looking forward to find out what is on the horizon as far as new, but also adding some features and tools that I can take back to my teachers to make a difference with and help engagement with our students. So looking for some new STEM ideas, some new ways to find the tools that would help teachers make their life a little easier. I always think it's a plus when I come to these conferences to find something new and be able to take it back to my teachers and say, hey, look at this, and get them on fire. And I think that's one of the biggest things, too, is being able to see what's new and get excited about technology again.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I feel like sometimes we see the same programs so often and the same ideas. To go to a national level conference and to see things from around the country or just in a different state of being in Texas, a lot of those presenters are from here. And just to see those ideas and see how people are doing things in their school system, I think is just incredible.
Yeah, even some of the older tools that we use, it's nice to see what has changed and how teachers use them in the classroom to better their skill. But main thing is keep kids engaged in learning and where they don't realize how much they truly are learning.
And, you know, even talked about like these tools that we've used for a long time, they continue to update them. And I feel like, you know, even on the plane, we talked about this, all these with AI being out there, there's so many things that companies are almost competing against each other to see who can bring AI to the fullest potential. And I think it's just incredible. So I can't wait for us to get back to day number two for our recap and to see what some new innovations that we found out. Well, cool. Now, listen, our next little host here, she's going to be famous after this week. She might even take the Tech Flush by storm. She's presenting twice this week. I mean, that's an incredible feat, Pam.
Oh, yes, it is. It's pretty amazing.
I mean, so Scott's over here and he's like, you know, I've got two sessions too, but it's not about me. It's never about me. It's always about the listeners. It's always about the tools to be shared. So Pam, I know you're excited about those. I know you're getting ready and prepping for those, but what are your big highlights for the week? And what are you really looking forward to the most as we start this journey tomorrow morning?
Well, Josh, thank you so much for having me on your show. And goodness, I have been looking forward to this conference for months. I had a presentation in mind and wanted to present about Google Sites being an interdepartmental closed internet landing for departments where they could keep it secure and private. I've worked on that for a good bit with some departments in the district, and I'm a big fan. And then Jason Viviano and I are working with the STEM Hub and looking for products. So we're super excited about that. And we're also presenting about a STEM Hub and its inception, like how you could do that at your own district. And from really just the building the program from the ground up with support from the district and some financial support. So it's going to be a wonderful few days that we get to share what we're doing in Bradley County. It's going to be an awesome time learning new things and spending time with you guys. So looking forward to it.
Well, cool. Well, thanks, Pam. I know I'm excited to hear how your sessions go. I think I've even got you in my schedule to maybe pop in there and see how that goes, because, you know, we want to be there to support you and see how well you do, because I know you're going to do wonderful things there. So I'm looking forward to that. So we're going to get to our last, but not or still last, but favorite part of the show. We've got Jason Viviano here. And I know, Jason, I know you're presenting as well, and you and Pam are going to co-present together. So tell us a little bit about what you're presenting, and then also something that you're really looking forward to for this conference.
Well, this is my first conference, well, first TCEA, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what they have to offer, and I'm definitely looking forward to presenting. We put a lot of work, a lot of effort into creating the STEM Hub this past year, and it has gained a lot of traction in Bradley County. And so what we're wanting to do here is to share what we've done and hopefully inspire some others to do the same. Maybe it'll become a national thing. Maybe there'll be STEM hubs everywhere. We're also looking to add to it. We've got some really great investments of grant money, and our district has invested some more funds into it, and so we're actually kind of looking for things to purchase. Yeah, we're going to be into the vendor hall a lot and talking with exhibitors, and so we're very excited about making some relationships there, and hopefully be able to bring some of this new technology and things back to Bradley County and share it with our students and teachers.
Awesome. And I know the STEM Hub has just been incredible, and the more teachers that we have experienced that and understand really what it's about, I know the teachers in my schools are really excited, and they're checking things out. They're keeping us busy on the roads, delivering things, picking things up. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what y'all do and just to spread that tech love there. Now, for the conference, though, I know you've looked at the schedules. You've looked at maybe some vendors that are coming. Is there something you're really looking forward to? Is there a session that you're really excited about?
Well, there's quite a few that I've kind of picked to go to. A lot of them, of course, that have to do with STEM. AI is always a big big draw. I think that's a big topic. Yeah, anything where I can get more information about maybe making things that we offer in the district to offer for STEM or things like that for our population, you know, is helpful.
Yeah, and I know that vendor hall is going to be insane. I remember the first time I went to TCA, Scott was like, you have to go in there with me. We have to go together. And it was insane. And I know we're going to find all kinds of goodies in there. You're going to come back with a great list of things for Scott to purchase. It's just going to be incredible things that we have there. Now, listen, before we start tidying up, we're going to go back to Scott one more time. So, Scott, this is the part of the show where we have the tech flush. And I know we're kind of recording. We don't have the sound effects. I'm hoping to publish this as soon as we land in San Antonio shortly.
I think the world does need to hear it as soon as possible.
All right, we'll edit in there. We'll put it in there. So you hear the tech flush sound here out here. So Scott, for our tech flush tip of the day, what would you want to tell our listeners? What's a good tip?
Well, listen, if you want to listen, for since we're in conference mode here, so for like Jason, some of our first time partakers in the world of EdTech conferencing, download the app. The app will be your friend. It's got maps. It's got all the sessions. It's got links to presentations. The app is really a game changer when these conference centers are so big. You know, you may have one session on one side of the building and one session on another side, and you don't know which one you want to go to, but your next one's on this side, so maybe that influences. So download the app. Start making choices now. Start getting ahead of the game so that you have a plan of attack once you get into the center this week. It's going to be a great time. There'll be thousands of educators from all over the country there. And looking forward to seeing our team present and listen to some of the great educators all across the country.
That was a great tip. Well said. All right, well, guys, our plane's getting ready to board. We're getting ready to rock and roll. So, listen, I appreciate you listening to episode number 67. All the hand motions are going. All the people in the lobby here, terminal, are doing the hand motions too. So, they're really getting into it. But listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you continue to follow. Remember, on Apple, Spotify, all the things. And remember, I have a website. You can go to that. It's bit.ly/techflush. You can check all the episodes there. It also links to a website with all kinds of other things as well. So make sure you check that out. And for episode 67, we will catch you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.